Understanding CBD with Max and Steven is sponsored by Gary Stein. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's time now for Understanding CBD with Max and Steven. Here's your host, Gary Stein.
And indeed, it's good to be back again on the air on WCBM 680. Welcome back, guys. Oh, no, wait a minute. It should be the other way around, I think.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we're welcoming you back. You forgot.
Yeah, you guys did a good job last week, though.
Thank you.
You listened to the show?
I did listen to the show.
Really?
Afterwards.
Right. Max, what do you think? You think he actually listened?
Nah. Not a shot.
Hey. Well, we didn't blow the place up, right? Noah, we were in good hands with Noah.
Noah was the man.
Noah gave us, shout out to Noah back there. Two thumbs up. But we're glad to have you back, Gary. It was stressful. It was a little
nerve-wracking. Yeah, he's definitely the man. You guys did a good job. We are practicing safe social distancing here. I know you guys did that last week as well. And welcome, everybody, back to Understanding CBD with Max and Steven, Max Sobel, Steven Wallman. I'm Gary Stein. We're all back together again, and we've got a great show for you here today. We're going to give out the phone number. 410-922-6680 to give us a call. Again, that's 410-922-6680. You can also call these guys, their direct phone number, although they won't pick it up during the show. Their number is 443-743-2444. Again, that's 443-743-2444. That's a direct line to Max and Steven.
You can text that number also.
You can text that number as well. You can also text the word hemp if you have any questions to 26786. Again, that's 26786. I like what you guys did last week, by the way, with the trivia question.
Nice.
Which I know you want to continue, and we have a trivia question today.
Yeah, we actually had a real caller with an answer. It was great. At the buzzer, too. Right. My daughter tried to get in.
I heard that.
And break the rules.
Taylor, if I'm not mistaken, right? Yeah.
That was not a staged caller.
We had a real caller, and he had a great, he knew the answer, and thanks for calling. We got it out to him. He's probably already wearing our hat and shirt.
We'd love to see a picture. Send it to us. We'd love to see that.
So we definitely want to get that trivia question out there again. We also have Mail Sack a little bit later.
Mail Sack.
Excellent. You guys really have good voices.
Thank you.
And
he's such a liar. He's good at it.
Mail Sack, by the way, for those who are uninitiated, is a segment later on in the show where we get questions periodically from listeners. You know, got people you meet out. You know, in the world. Right. Although that's less today.
Less.
Questions about CBD. So Mail Sack will have that a little bit later on. Also, a really interesting guest today, and I'm sure people being homebound now, which we'll talk about our personal situations in a minute, you know, they're dealing with their pets, their dogs, their cats, maybe their fish, whatever it is, etc. Anyway, Mike Soler, who is a master dog trainer and a former police canine officer who runs a company called Blue Line Canine up in Joppa, Maryland, will be our guest to talk about his business, number one. Number two, dogs, pets, CBD, today, what to do with your pets, how maybe your relationship with your pet is better, different. We'll talk about all of that stuff with Mike Soler a little bit later on in the show. But personally speaking, let's talk about what we've been going through and encourage people to talk about what they've been going through at 410-922-6680. You guys want me to start? Okay, so I'll start. So as you know, last week I was off, and I appreciate you guys saying, you know, I had the week off or whatever. 2 weeks ago, listeners may remember that I said on the air that my dad had taken ill. My dad was 101 years old, had taken ill a couple of weeks ago and was in the hospital as we were currently doing the show 2 weeks ago today. Well, I'm sad to say that he did indeed pass away in Miami Beach, Florida at Mount Sinai Hospital. 101 years old, great man, great patriarch to our family. You know, sad to see him go, not completely unexpected, as you can imagine, at 101. But certainly at this time, with this COVID going on and what we're experiencing socially and emotionally, that was difficult for my brothers and sisters and I, four of us total, all spread out across the country, New Jersey, Chicago, Baltimore, etc. And none of us could be there. The best that we could do was get information via the phone from the doctors and nurses. We couldn't travel. In fact, I called the hospital and said, I'll drive down and be there as soon as I can. They said, don't come. Mm-hmm. We're not going to let you in the hospital. There's really no use. It's sad, I know, but we're not going to let you come. So I didn't. So no one did.
Was it just phone call, or did they have any sort of video conferencing available to see him
at
all?
There was no video conferencing available. They were in such a
Was he able to speak at all? Or
he was, actually. He went. They took him to the emergency room, and we thought it was going to end right there. Right? Mm-hmm. Didn't he made it through the night, and they put him in ICU. Yeah. He actually, about 20 minutes before his death, talked to the nurse and said, I want to go home.
Mm. Fighter.
Let me go home. Mm. And then just his organs gave out and he stopped breathing and unfortunately passed away. So I bring this up to tell you, and I know you guys know this, in the Jewish tradition, you've got to be buried within a certain amount of time. It was very difficult for us to get that done because his wishes were to be buried in Israel. Mm. So we had to get him from Miami Beach to New York on a plane to Israel. A whole nother story for a time. But let me just conclude by saying this. The beautiful part about it is that my brothers and sisters and I are never more closer than we are today. You know, it's not that we don't like each other. We love each other. We're fine, but we don't communicate with each other all that much. We all have lives, you know. But now I think we're closer. And also, we have a niece who's in Israel, mm-hmm. and she was able to live stream the burial from Israel. And all of our brothers and sisters and cousins and aunts and uncles could see it in America.
That's powerful. That really is.
That's
the silver lining.
And I cried throughout the whole thing unabashedly.
Yeah.
With tears of joy also to be able to see it. So that's
kind of
me in a nutshell over the last week. So thank you guys for filling in last week and really much appreciated.
Well, thank God for technology and thank absolutely. God for the fact that you had to be able to do or you were able to do that.
What's going on with you, Max?
I mean, I don't know how I top that story. It's been quarantine isolation. I mean, it's finally socially acceptable to wear a body condom, so that's what I do every time we leave the house.
And it looks really good on you, by the way.
Thank you. Other than that, I mean, what's to say? We've been walking the dog a lot. We've been Netflixing and, you know, everything that comes with that. Thank God for internet. I mean, I don't know. But I think it's a really good opportunity. I mean, a lot of couples are either going to make it or not make it, right? I mean, I talked about the test of time here, you know, and we don't have kids, so I don't know what that dynamic is like, but I can only imagine based on the friends that we talk to. So as far as I'm concerned, Vicky and I, we're getting along great. We're working from home. We're doing everything that we need from home. We're stepping out just to do the essentials, and we're keeping in touch with our loved ones. And I mean, that's the most important thing.
And I think that's a benefit for everybody is we draw people closer to us that we really not took for granted necessarily, but just didn't see an urgent need, you know, before. And now all of a sudden,
nobody has a choice. So
nobody has a choice. I mean, the happiest person in our household and probably many households, and it's appropriate for this show, is Rufus, our dog. So that's
truth. And that's going to be a focus on the show today. Stephen, what about your situation?
Yeah, my situation has been great. I always have a positive attitude as it is, but I got two new puppies we spoke about last week, and they've been occupying a majority of my time. We can talk about some business stuff because Max and I have been really focused on our business as well because the changes in the environment has affected us as everyone else. So, you know, envisioning how we move through this and forward and are able to help our customers has also been a major part of what we're doing on a daily basis. So, you know, we're still doing a lot of business on the web. So our shipments are pretty regular and making our daily turnaround. You know, every order we get by 4 o'clock, we're able to get to the post office by 5 and out the same day. So local Baltimore, it's almost next day service. We don't do, you know, we don't drive around deliver, but we do make daily drops at the post office. That's been great. We've also been really busy getting the show out there because people that don't have
you guys are doing a good job
access to WCBM
right.
All around the country or around the world. We wanted to make it available. So we've got a project Max and I did last week and got them listed on different podcasts. So if you what are they, Max?
So there's the Apple, whatever it's called, Apple Podcasts or iTunes, whatever flavor of that is today. Then there it's on Google Play as well. And then Stitcher.
Right. Stitcher. Okay. Do you use any podcasting?
Apple Play?
Yeah.
Okay, so you can search for Understanding CBD with Max and Steven, and you can add it to your subscribe list, and I'll be able to see whether or not you actually did that.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so any listeners that have an Apple device, you can just search Understanding CBD with Max and Steven, and it'll come up in the search. And you can watch all the episodes and some commercials.
Right, and also, if I'm not mistaken, your son created a YouTube page for you guys and takes the feed or takes the show, the WCBM show that we do, and puts photos in there with them to create kind of like a video podcast.
He has the capability of doing that.
Come on, Zach. Get on it, Zach.
Gotcha.
Come on, Zach.
You know, he's a senior, right? So
Senior
in high school. And this is a big time for him, as you would imagine. Like, he just finished his basketball season. you know, was getting ready for, you know, prom and graduation, and just, you know, got accepted to Towson University.
Nice.
So, you know, super proud of him. You know, the videos just have, you know, he watches a lot of video stuff on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
He also plays video games. I think his Fortnite skills have increased. So we'll see.
Silver lining.
But there's a lot of good stuff he can do. Yes, he's down there. Thanks, Gary.
Yeah, gotcha. Hey, phone numbers again, 410-922-6680. Again, 410-922-6680. Their phone number, Max and Steven, 443-743-2444. The World of Understanding CBD is open to you at any of those numbers. You can also text the word hemp, H-E-M-P, to 26786. Mike Soler will be our guest, the master dog trainer from Blue Line Canine up in Joppa, Maryland, in a few minutes. But before we get to Mike, I wanted to get the trivia question out today so that people can call in and win the prize. Either one of you want to tell us what the trivia question is and what the prize is?
Yes, I can tell you what the trivia question is. And we wanted to make this something that was easier. We did get some feedback that it was just too hard last week. So we'd like to make something a little bit easier. And the question is, what is CBD?
That's a simple question.
What is CBD?
What is CBD?
What is CBD?
Yeah. What is CBD when it comes to our product and our show, Understanding CBD? Because there are other things that CBD could mean. So there's some wrong answers here, actually.
There's some wrong answers. Now, to be clear, we're not going to hold you completely, you know, up to our standard definition, but give us a general idea.
Like, we were at an event.
Interestingly enough, we were at an event, and a doctor, I don't remember his specific specialty, but a doctor was standing across from me looking at our brochure, and he looked at the brochure, and he saw, what is CBD? And I said, can I answer any questions for you? And he said, to me, CBD means common bile duct.
Wow.
Any doctors in the audience, if you want to verify that, but common bile duct. I mean, I've heard of everything.
Sure.
I hadn't heard that one.
Yeah, and in the sales world, some people could think CBD, like in real estate, close business
daily.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean,
right. We hear it all.
That would be a wrong answer if someone were to call that.
To be clear, we don't want to hear that.
Right. So we want to get something related to...
Your
you know,
product.
Obviously our show, our
right.
product. We don't want to give any hints here. Max likes to give hints, but we're not going to give
hints today.
Yet, if we have to, you know, we will. But.
All right. So that's the question. What is CBD?
Right.
Call us at 410-922-6680. What can they win
right.
if they answer?
So the prize is a jumbo pack of toilet paper. The biggest, I'm just kidding. It's one of our shirts. It's one of our Max and Stevens branded shirts.
I'm wearing one today.
That's right. Steven's wearing one. It says Heard of CBD. It's got our logo on it. We have most sizes.
It's a short sleeve shirt. It'll be great for the summertime. That's a beautiful day today in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm. It is. We have most sizes still available. And we're happy to send you one if you get the
right answer. Just to describe it, it's black, white letters, looks good, all placed well. He wears it well, if I may add. And that's the prize. It's
that's
a great
prize.
All right. So 410-922-6680 is the number. The question is, what is CBD? Call us. That's the trivia question today, 410-922-6680. We'll take a timeout here. When we return on Understanding CBD with Max and Steven, Mike Soler, master dog trainer, will join us from Blue Line Canine to talk about the connection between CBD and your pets when we return right after this.
And now more of Understanding CBD with Max and Steven on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, Gary Stein.
Indeed, the three of us are back together again. 410-922-6680 is the number. Understanding CBD, Max and Steven. And our trivia question today before we get to Mike Soler, the master dog trainer from Blue Line Canine, question is, what is CBD? That's the trivia question for today. And the prize is a beautiful-looking Max and Stevens T-shirt, which we will try to give to our first caller, Ray in White Marsh, if you've got the answer. Ray, what do you think CBD is?
Something is cannabis-based derivative.
That is close,
wow,
Ray.
Wow, that's a clever answer.
Creative,
well, can you,
creative.
Before
you gotta get
we
some
make
points
a decision
that.
On that, yeah. can you explain what you mean exactly?
I read a lot about how cannabis without the item in it that makes get you high has some additional values for athletes and other people who are having pain.
Okay.
This is a tough one.
This is a conundrum.
Here's the thing. We've heard every possible derivative of that word. That is a creative and a new one.
Yeah. Cannabis-based derivative. Cannabis. You know what I think? Noah, let's get an email address. We'll send him a discount coupon code. We can't give you the shirt, but I think that gets some points. So we can give him a discount.
Absolutely. What's his name? Ray?
Ray and White Marsh.
Ray and White Marsh.
Ray, thank you very much. You're close. You're super, super close.
Yeah,
keep
but
listening.
We have to say no. It's not cannabis-based derivatives. That is a wrong answer.
That is officially the wrong answer.
We will get you something, Ray. We appreciate it. Noah, if you could take his information, that would be terrific.
Thank you for the call.
Again, the number 410-922-6680. Max and Stevens. Direct number 443-743-2444. If you have any questions about CBD, 443-743-2444. And our trivia question, which is still available, is what is CBD? Without further ado, let's bring in our guest today, very highly acclaimed, a master dog trainer, former police canine officer, runs an outfit up in Joppa, Maryland called Blue Line Canine, training dogs.
What did you call it?
Blue Line Canine.
Right.
I thought I heard something different.
I thought I heard Blue Nine Canine.
Too,
Blue Line Canine.
I have theme music for
Mike is
too.
A great friend of ours. Welcome, Mike.
How you guys doing?
Mike, how you doing, Mike? We have theme music for you. Ready? Does anybody know?
Hawaii 5-0.
There you go, 5-0. Mike, our friend.
Jack Lord, back in the day.
It's also the song played on the new show SWAT.
Nice.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, they're playing it when they all get dressed up, I guess. I think it's a kickback to the whole Hawaiian 5-0.
Absolutely, which was one of my favorite shows, by the way. I especially liked when the Polynesian dancer did her thing in the open, right? Okay. Hey, Mike, listen, we're really glad to have you on, number one. And just talk a little bit about yourself, really, before we get into the specifics here, who you are, what your background is, and what Mike Solo is all about.
All right. So to give you a little bit about it, so I was born in northern New Jersey and went in the Marine Corps at the age of 17. I really never liked talking about myself. So let's say I went to the Marine Corps at 17, came home after serving in Iraq, became a police officer.
Thank you for your service.
During that time frame, I always had a thing with animals. The animals were big in my family. My uncles and cousins are phenomenal horse trainers. They won ranked for 5 years in a row as the top horse trainers in Puerto Rico. And when I came home and became a police officer, I met my wife and was dealing with some PTSD issues, and she convinced me that I really need to just follow my dream of just working with animals. So I got started with dog training, and I just did it as a hobby and did a lot of sports and became a police canine handler, and it just took off from there, where now we have our own puppy training book out there. I wrote my own puppy training book, published it in 2014. You can get it on Amazon, as well as from our website as well. We're getting ready to launch an online program, and we've been studying since it's one of the greatest things in the world. I was able to develop a phenomenal team. We always sit down every week and discuss different options for helping dogs, coming up with new ideas. And one of the things that I can tell you is that really, I think really makes me and my team stand out is the fact that, no one's afraid of bringing in a new idea. And that's what's really cool about being on the show today is, about being a police officer, you feel like CBD oil or any of those things are sort of like taboo. You got to stay away from it, right? So before I retired, I was really nervous about the whole CBD oil and the legalization and all that kind of stuff, and I was real skeptic of it. Well, my general manager, she went out and she researched CBD oil for a long time, and she came across Max and Stevens and said that no matter how skeptic I could be, I had to sit down with these guys. And
we appreciate that.
Absolutely. Yeah. I remember that meeting, Mike.
You remember that meeting, right?
Absolutely. That was the toughest salesman I've ever had.
Mike is a tough guy.
I will tell you that I had every wall, everything, and I had everything ready to shoot them down in a heartbeat to say that it wasn't good to go. And I, like I said, when I got into training, there's a lot of techniques that are out there, but One of the things about our programs is we customize everything and we test everything to make sure that we're going to get the right results. So we have no problem changing stuff.
Hey, Mike, let me ask you though, like when you said you had everything ready to go to shoot them down, right? Like what were your issues? Why were you so skeptical? Because I'm sure a lot of people out there may have the same questions.
Well, so when you really break down there's a lot of skepticism around, you know, natural healing versus non-natural healing versus this versus that. And then you have a lot of people that get on a bandwagon just for the legalization. There's a lack of study. There's a lack of organization. So let's go with the first thing that really won me over with the sit down that shot me down, like put a bullet right in my foot was simply
everything about you is shooting in bullets. I'm noticing.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Which is the irony with this one was, you know, when you go to the store, and you can go to any store right now, and I mean this wholeheartedly, you can go to any store whatsoever, and you can say, I want CBD oil, and somebody's got a brand behind their counter. And when you look at the label, there's zero on there that says what the purity is, how strong it is, what it works.